Reminder that candle lighting today is at 4:17, but today's a fast day, so the mincha time is going to be either at 12:30 Berea or here at 4:10. It is imperative that we get a minyan on time at 4:10. Not a minute late, not 3 minutes late, not 5 minutes late, 4:10. There's laning that has to be done. Davening has to get in before Shkia, so please, please be on time. And again, candles by 4:17. You cannot make Kiddush tonight before 5:17, and I just want to remind you that we intend to have you home in time to make Kiddush at that time. The Mishnah in Mishnayos and Learning in Shul this week has been sponsored by Leinishmat Mrs. Veit and Mrs. Wolk by the wonderful families, and of course Mishnayos are learned at Leinishmat Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Olos. We are learning the third parak Mishnayos Hay and Vav. So in Mishnah Hay we begin Ezu Dam Tavusa. We had mentioned one of the things that can cause Tumas Oel is something called Dam Tavusa, death blood. Now, what is the definition of death blood? If an eighth of a log came out while he's still alive, an eighth of a log when he passed, that's called dam tavusa. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva calls that dam tavusa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you got your sizes wrong. It's revius bechayev revius b'moso. If it's a revius and a revius, a nital mizeh revius, and then a quarter of each of those gets taken and mixed together. That's the situation. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zevozeh Kamayim, both of those cases are like water. So both of those cases are so diluted, they're not the death blood. Ezu Dam Tavusa. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly is Dam Tavusa? And the answer is, Tzalav Shadamo Shosei Svenimsa Tachta Verviyas Dam. If you have a person who was hung, right? He was hung, during the Crusades, they used to hang people, and they used to hang them on this, plus sign thing. So everything Josh is, exactly, right? So if it turns out that his blood was pouring out of him, flowing out of him, so v'nimsa tachta revius dam, and you could see that there's a revius dam, that is the lifeblood, that's the dam tavusa, and he would be tameh. Aval amesha damo menatef, but if his blood was dripping, right, with little tiny drops instead of a flow, and it turns out that there's a revius dam over there, so he would be tar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, low key. Rabbi Yehuda says that's ridiculous. That's not the deal. Ela hashoseis tar v'amenatev tameh. When the blood is flowing out, I assume that what the drop that had the neshama in it, that somehow stayed up on the tree or on the cross, but the stuff that dripped down. That came down a little bit at a time. Each time it came down, it was batel, drop, right? And that there, I think it would be tamei. That's Rabbi Yehuda's suggestion. Whatever it is, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, the dam tavusa actually is an eighth here and an eighth there to make a quarter. Now, the next mission turns and introduces us to what Masechta Olos is all about, which is the tent. Right, and the fact that Tumah extends over there. And it introduces us to a comment and a concept called Sof Tumah Latzeis, which has a lot of relevance b'sman hazeh when a Kohen wants to know whether he has to get out of a particular home when a person, Nishtagadach, dies. So the question becomes, we assume if a mace dies in a particular room and the doors and all the windows are closed, we're going to assume the Tumah in that room is going to look for a way to get out. Tumah dies to get out. I guess that was probably not the greatest analogy, right? Or pun. So it looks for the fastest way to get out. If there's one open door, then we assume that it follows what we call the open door policy, and it's going to go out through the open door or the open window. But if no door is open, and unless it's easily identifiable as to which way the door is going, which way the tumah is going to come out, so then we assume that it can go out of any of the doors. But the rule is, sof tumah latzeis, it is going to find a way out. And so therefore, if it's not clearly identified, all the windows and all the doors have a potential to be a means to become tamei. And so therefore, things that are in that area are going to be tamei as well. So kazayis min ameis, pisco betefach, a kazayis min ameis in a room needs an opening of a tefach in order to make sure that all the doors and all the windows are not going to be tamei. A fuller, a larger maze needs at least a space of four tvachim to allow the tumah from spreading to all the other doorways. But allow tumah to spread, then the space just needs to be a tefach. It doesn't need to have all all the space to allow the tumah of the mace to go through. Now, gadol mikazayis kameis, if it's larger than the size of a kazayis, the amount of death that's here is larger than the size of a kazayis, Rabbi Yossi Omer, we treat that person like a whole corpse. Even though that piece is not a full corpse, we assume that it's larger than a kazayis, so the space therefore has to be larger than a tefach in order to save all the other doors and windows. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hashedra Agogolas Kemes, Rabbi Yossi says we treat a spinal column and a skull like a whole corpse, even if it's smaller, even if the size is going to be smaller, the space has to be larger. We'll stop here. Bezer Sashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day and an easy and meaningful fast.